South Africa's southern Cape coastline is emerging as one of the best places for ichnologists to study the fossilized tracks and traces left by ancient animals and humans. This has allowed for the study of track sites for footprints and patterns made in the sand, which have shed more light on the movement and distribution of Southern Africa's historic inhabitants. Welcome to another exciting episode of Science in Africa. This is a Nature Africa podcast for African scientists and Africans interested in science. I am Chinyere Opia. Angela Duvanaga spoke to Dr. Charles Helm, associated with the Nelson Mandela University, about some of these finds. Take a listen.
Just over two decades ago, as the new millennium began, it was really extremely rare to find tracks left by our ancient human ancestors, dating back more than about 50,000 years. The first such track was found in 1966 at Nahoon in the Eastern Cape of South Africa. Subsequently, three other sites were also identified, in Langebaan in South Africa, in Tanzania and in Kenya. By 2022, 24 such sites were already known, found along South Africa's Cape Coast, in East Africa, from the UK and the Arabian Peninsula. Seven new sites along South Africa's Cape Coast were announced in a new paper in IGNOS, the International Journal of Trace Fossils. Their ages ranged between 71,000 years and 153,000 years old. I'm Ingela de Vinage, and I'm chatting about these finds to lead author Dr. Charles Helm, an ichnologist associated with the Nelson Mandela University in South Africa. Please tell us a bit more about the work of ichnologists such as yourself.
Yes, thank you, Angela. Ichnology is the study of tracks and traces. It's really pattern recognition, being able to perceive patterns and then correlating that with the paleo environment, the age of the rocks in which you're seeing these things. But ichnology can be as simple as walking along the beach and interpreting the tracks of whoever's gone there, whichever people have gone before you, whichever animals have been on the beaches and the dunes. That's what we call neo-ichnology. Paleo-ichnology is the study of the fossil record in terms of tracks and traces.
You've made many finds over the course of two, three decades now. How do the tracks that you describe in IGNOS look like, and how and where were they found?
Right. As you said, we found 350 vertebrate track sites along a 350-kilometer stretch of coastline in southern Africa. And the majority of those are buck, a few lion, there are a few crocodiles, elephant, things like that. So it's actually a minority that were made by humans. And we've actually considered ourselves very privileged to have identified seven sites which, with a human origin. Some of them are footprints. Some of them are patterns made in the sand by our ancestors in those dunes and on those beaches. In some cases, we've got footprints and patterns. In one case, we've got a pattern with knee impressions, so someone was kneeling in order to make it. And sometimes it's just footprints. But the counterintuitive thing is that sometimes these footprints are not on a surface, hollows on the surface. In other words, the dune surface on which they were made. Sometimes they are the infill layer. So it's the layer blurred in with sand and filled in those tracks. And so oftentimes we find these things on the ceilings of caves, for example. And so we have to go into these caves and look on the ceiling for the infill layer. And that's counterintuitive. And that's possibly why we've found things that other people have not found before, because we understand how these things form.
Tell us a bit more about the significance of the tracks that you found that is said to be 153,000 years old. Where were those found, and who found them, and how did you find it?
Well, my wife and I actually came across them, my goodness, must have been about 2014, and we were very intrigued by them. We kind of thought, maybe it looks hominin, but we didn't have the confidence at that time to say for sure. And then we brought an international expert out from Colorado, a friend of mine, and my mentor, and we looked at them together. No, they're hominin. And then he found Martin Lockley, he found this one beautiful track, which just clinched it. made it beyond any reasonable doubt. This is a human track. So, as you say, 153,000 years old. And there's something about footprints that, you know, you can look at this thing and you can say, well, it looks like it was made yesterday. You can just put yourself there so easily, which is something that bones don't really do that easily for people that look at them. But fortunately, this is in the Garden Route National Park, so it's in a protected area. It's on a very beautiful, pristine portion of coastline. So it's a very evocative place.
And how are you able to actually date your finds? How do people go about doing that?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. And for example, you mentioned the Nahoon tracks, which were 124,000 years old, discovered in 1966. In those days, that took them about 3 or 4 decades to work out how old they were because the technology just wasn't there. And now, well, it's relatively easy in that we have a wonderful technology called OSL, optically stimulated luminescence, and we've got a wonderful colleague, Dr. Carr, in Leicester, in England. And so from these 7 sites, we actually took samples, one sample from each site, a sample being, you know, 20 centimeters cubed, and they're pretty heavy, but we reduce them in size and we send them to him, and it takes a good few months, up to a year, to get them dated. But when we get the dates, we're confident in the accuracy, but even so, when we say 153,000, it's not exact. It's within a few thousand years, but it's in that ballpark, so it's close. And it's essentially, you know, how long since that those grains of sand were last exposed to sun. That's what we measure, because this would have been a dune surface exposed to sun and then buried. So we're measuring ultimately how long this has been buried for, and then re-exposed just recently through coastal erosion, high tides, storm surges, climate change. We're going to be getting more of that because the storm surges are getting bigger. So more sites are going to be exposed.
So you will be busy. What are the new tracks, all of the tracks that you find along the southern coast, tell us about the lives of our ancestors? And why are you, in a way, always fascinated by the fact that it's being found along the southern Cape coast of South Africa?
Well, the great serendipity is what we call it. Is this is one of the places where Homo sapiens found its feet, if we can say that. And, you know, we've got evidence through the archaeological record of sophisticated tools and use of fire and bone tools and jewelry, all sorts of things like that. But tracks can give a different kind of information. So they can complement the traditional record in ways that the traditional record just cannot do on its own. So things like, were we running, were we walking, the group dynamics, were there babies and kids, was it just adults, were we using sticks to propel ourselves, were we making patterns in the sand as we were walking, just like we do on beaches today. We see sandcastles, and normally nowadays it's initials and hearts that you see on the beach. But, you know, that's an ancient practice. It goes way back into antiquity. And so we are very privileged to be able to see those things today. But, you know, we ichnology complements the trace fossil record and the traditional body fossil and archaeological records. Everything is stronger if we combine everything together. And that's essentially, ichnology has been a relative late comer on the Cape South Coast. But the serendipity is that this area where we found our feet, as I've said, happens to have this incredible record in these rocks, which we call alunites, which are cemented sand dunes and cemented beaches. And it's one of the best alunite records in the world. And it didn't have to be that way. You know, we could have had just, you know, there were people here, but they didn't leave a record for us to interpret. Or there could be these beautiful rocks elsewhere with no evidence of humans on them. And it's just a coincidence. And it's a wonderful coincidence that these two things happen in the same place. So we're just really privileged to be doing this work on the Cape South Coast of South Africa.
And it's also a great thing that there's people who have the foresight to look out for them, such as yourself. Thank you for chatting to us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angela Duvanaga and Dr. Charles Helm, for joining me today and shedding light on the fascinating world of research in Africa. And thank you for joining us on this episode of the Science in Africa podcast. If you're interested in finding out more on the important work being done by African research scientists, check out our Nature Africa website at nature.com/NatAfrica. And until next time, I am Chinyere Opie.